Stevens the Sculptor. In the glass case to the left of the fire surround is a gilded bronze lion on the top shelf. Back from Italy, Stevens specialised in bronze and metalwork, and with his sculptures acclaimed at the Great Exhibition of 1851, he received a commission a year later. Designer Sidney Smirk had installed a set of railings and gates outside the British Museum that summer, but needed miniature railings outside these to close off land adjoining the pavement. Smirk wanted 25 lions on the 4.5-inch iron posts connecting the small railings, but couldn't work out how to seat a lion on a 4.5-inch square base, 1/3 of its height, so he handed the project to Stevens. Stevens's lion grins with its mouth open and has a ruff that Queen Bess would be proud of. It curves behind its ears and merges with its mane, which falls down the back of the shoulders in stylized curls. The animal sits in the pose cats adopt when perching on your fence post, where the body narrows from the shoulders towards the ground and the hind legs squat outside the front ones, its four paws neatly planted together. The heraldic name for the pose is a lion sejant. It is nearly 14 inches high, and Stevens's ingenious design included a square iron base set on the diagonal and so discreet it is scarcely visible around the lion's paws. On the underside of the hollow base, he cast two arrow-shaped lugs designed for corresponding holes in an iron post the same size as the base, just under 4.5 inches square, exactly 1/3 of the lion's height. The British Museum gave Bruciani and Company in Covent Garden permission to sell bronze casts from 1896, so lions began appearing on other London buildings. They are outside the City Museum in Leicester and became so popular as staircase and fireplace ornaments that earthenware versions were made by Carter and Company at Poole from 1900. Our lion is said to be a Bruciani cast and was bought from an art dealer with donations from members of Blandford Museum in 2021. On the shelf behind the harmonium is the same lion, but made from cast iron. If you are still wearing your gloves, you can touch this one to appreciate Stevens's design. The Wellington Monument in St. Paul's Cathedral was also designed by Stevens. He began work in 1856, and the project monopolised the rest of his career, for which he was paid a derisory sum and suffered government interference. The monument was designed for the north side of the nave, with space and height around it, but he didn't live to see it there. Instead, it was put into a side chapel, where its effect was lost and its Michelangelesque bronzes hidden from view. Worn out and broke, Alfred Stevens died suddenly in 1875, aged 57, in his studio, and now lies in Highgate Cemetery. In 1895, the miniature railings outside the British Museum were dismantled as the strip of land they protected was needed to widen the pavement. So 8 of the lions were displayed around the British Museum, with the other 17 put into storage. 20 years after his death, 12 of Stevens's lions were installed on railings around his Wellington Monument, now in its rightful place.